Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Tax one for 25, and the race is on, and it's loose!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
This is the game. Goes to Parham, jump ball, caught! Signal is touchdown!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The receiver did not maintain control of the ball throughout the process of the catch.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Son, let me tell you about the Chargers.
Earlier on the show, from NBC Sports, Peter King, New Orleans Saints defensive end Cameron Jordan, plus NBC Sports broadcaster Mike Tirico. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Okay, right. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We've had a lot of activity. Why not? It's a Monday after a very busy sports weekend that was as dynamite as we had hoped, from the Clemson-Notre Dame game going into overtime, which we talked about with Mike Tirico, who called it, all the way through yesterday's Any Given Sunday. Yesterday was that given Sunday where a team like Dallas could give the Steelers a total run for their money and almost pulled it off. And this is the unfortunate statistic for the Dallas Cowboys to sum up this season that had so much hope placed in it, and rightfully so, because when Dak's leg gave way, he was an MVP candidate. That there's no doubt. But this is the third time in the Cowboys' history that they have, 1960, their first year coming into existence, 2001, and now this year, in which they have given not one, not two, but three different quarterbacks a first career start for the team. Okay, Andy Dalton had never made a Cowboys start, then he did. Ben DiNucci had never made a start, period, then he did. And then yeah, Garrett Gilbert never made a start, and then he did. And all three of them have lost. Leaving the last quarterback to make his first career start for the Dallas Cowboys and win, Stephen McGee.
Oh, yeah.
When he got that cup of coffee in week 17 of 2010. That guy is still. Dak did not win his first game as a starter, the Cowboys. Stephen McGee, everybody. That was when Romo got hurt, and then I believe it was Kitna got hurt, and then they gave it to Stephen McGee. That trivia question is still a fact, sadly, for the Dallas Cowboys right now. But this kid really played very well yesterday. Steelers are still 8-0, and they're part of our poll question. Best team in the NFL today, right now. We put the top four up there. And in terms of record,
I'm looking up Stephen McGee stats.
What, week 17?
Yeah.
Or just in general?
Week 17, 11 for 27. Against the Cowboys.
And then like
the Eagles.
And then like Moonlight Graham, he never started for the Cowboys again.
No, he played one more game, week 15 in 2011 against the Eagles, and got smoked.
Won his only start for the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. Can say I was 1-0 for the Dallas Cowboys, everybody.
I know there's no moral victories in football, right?
There are not. But
we played pretty well yesterday.
And that's not even a higher register. I agree with you, man. I agree.
I definitely did not expect to come in here and have that be the final score today.
Garrett Gilbert took the final snap of the game with a chance to win.
With a chance to win. Which
you would have signed for every day of the week, twice on yesterday.
You didn't want that, though. You guys did not want me coming in here today having beaten the Steelers.
Excuse me. You know what? This whole I am not here for the you guys want me to be unhappy thing. That's not true.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying my level of obnoxiousness would have risen a little bit, so you guys would have been like, oh, here he goes. So
because you beat the Steelers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, that's a rivalry to me.
I don't blame you. I mean, you're from Altoona, so that makes sense. But I don't blame you, man. That would have been nice. And they, boy, could they use it. Oh, my gosh, could that team use it. I'm assuming Andy Dalton after the bye week will be healthy.
I'm on this Gilbert train, man. Let's let this kid roll. Why not?
Well, I have an update on that in a minute.
Oh, okay. God. That means an injury, Chris.
No, it doesn't. I don't think so. They're going to a bye week.
Well,
so
I'm just saying.
He might give you an update on.
Normally, Chris just gives me all the bad news.
No, I have an update.
Tease it.
Stephen Jones. It's all good.
Tease it. Oh, yeah. Monday's the Stephen Jones day. Tuesday is the Jerry Jones day,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
On the fan.
105.3.
Let me just say this before getting to Overreaction Monday. Is Tua part of the Overreaction Monday?
He is.
Okay, so then I won't get into it here then. I'll get into it there. Since I've already, I guess, cannibalized part of your Overreaction Monday, which happens when we push Overreaction Monday all the way to the third hour, but we had Peter King, Cam Jordan, hour one, Michael Tirico in hour two. Ready for Overreaction Monday here on the Rich Eisen Show?
Let's rock and
Let's
roll,
do it
baby.
Right here. Go for it, please. Mike.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays. Monday.
I'm ready to react, Christopher. Okay, either well, over or under. Into the house of the Bucks, also the home of the Super Bowl, and housed everybody. It was coming in with house money, right? They'd already won in week one. And nobody, as was evidenced by Tirico repeating it, and nobody thought the Saints were going to win. So they came in and killed it in every phase and were the smarter, better football team. And if they beat the team that I had winning the Super Bowl, then that is not an overreaction, and Saints fans should feel that way. And then the next several weeks with New Orleans' next games, as I have right in front of me, taking on banged-up San Francisco, Atlanta, who they love to terrorize and torment, vice versa, Denver, Atlanta again, Philadelphia. Boy, that Kansas City game in Week 15, how dynamite is that going to be? Minnesota, Carolina. They might not relinquish the one seed that they grabbed last night. We'll be talking about this game. That's the night they got the one seed. That's the night that they turned things around. So that's my two cents on that.
All right, next up. Great game yesterday. Cardinals, Dolphins. Tua versus Kyler will be this generation's Peyton versus Brady.
If only they were in the same conference, man. If only they were in the same conference. So we'll have to settle for Tua and Mahomes, which is week 15 this year. We'll have to settle for Tua Deshaun Watson. We'll have to settle for Tua Lamar. We'll have to settle for, wait for it, twice a year, Tua Josh Allen. These are very, very enjoyable feasts,
right,
that are placed before us. Also, we'll have to settle for Tua Joe Burrow, which is slated for week 14 this year. Think about that, man. Ooh. Miami goes back-to-back, Tua, Burrow, Tua, Mahomes, and then Tua, Cam. I laid this out when Tua got the gig, that right, it's going to be just matchups galore that want us to watch. And yesterday, I was going to say last night, because I'm so focused on that Sunday night game, but yesterday was so enjoyable, so great, and I thought we were going to get overtime, and how great would that have been? So we'll have to settle for Kyler Russ twice a year. We'll have to settle for Kyler, maybe Aaron Rodgers. We'll have to settle for, you know, Kyler Sam Darnold twice a year coming up when the 49ers get Sam Darnold and my Jets get Trevor Lawrence. What if Trevor Lawrence winds up in the NFC, though? Okay. So I understand we're excited about
Tua and
Kyler.
Such a great
no, it's
great. Yesterday.
It's a great way. I'll say it's an overreaction because they don't face each other every 4 years, but there's a lot going for us in either conference.
Who would you take for the next 5 years or for their career?
I'll take Kyler because he hasn't been hurt yet. He doesn't have that. So if you're asking me Kyler or Tua, I'd take Kyler.
Yeah, Kyler versus Tua.
Which you could have knocked me over a feather when I said that. But Kyler, if he had won yesterday, they'd be in first place in the NFC West. And my Kyler finishing in the top three of the MVP hot take post-Super Bowl this year would have been really set up. Still could be.
All right, well, you mentioned it. Let's talk MVP real quick. Patrick Mahomes has overtaken Russell Wilson in the MVP race.
Well, I mean, he's 8-1, and he's got a touchdown-to-interception ratio of 25-1. But we won't give it to him. We won't give it to him because he's already got everything. He's got a $500 million contract. He's got a new fiance with a child on the way. He's got
national commercials.
He's got national commercials.
Piece of the Royals.
He's got a piece of the Royals. He is doing superhuman things like taking his hard-earned Kansas City dollars and making sure that Arrowhead's a polling place because he pays for all the materials for it. Mm-hmm. He is a Super Bowl MVP. He's already won the MVP. So why give it to him? Why give it to him? Let's make sure somebody else gets their love.
He has enough.
That's what I said earlier. I'll repeat again. The fact that this has already happened for him and he's 25 is the ultimate metric of how amazing he is. What else?
This one I think you'll like, Rich. The Steelers have a better chance to go undefeated than the Jets to go winless.
Let me see here. The Steelers have a better chance to go undefeated than the Jets have to go winless. You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. Don't try and mess with me. Don't try and get me off. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with me. The Steelers just barely won the last three games. The Jets are a hard 0-8. They're going to lose them all, Chris.
You really think so?
They're going to lose them all.
All right.
And I can't imagine. I guess, let me see. After this game, they're on their bye. Then they play Tua. I mean, come on, man. Come on. Right? And then Vegas, then Seattle, then the Rams, then Cleveland, then New England? Really? Chris? Really? Am I missing anyone? Because I know their schedule got all reconfigured.
No, that's right.
And the Chargers. They got to play the Chargers,
play
too.
Play the Chargers.
Please.
On Thursday.
Please. The Chargers. I mean, I'll say this. The Chargers better not wake out of their final game jinx stupor. That's going to be jinx versus jinx. That's going to be jinx versus final jinx. Two jinx teams. Two jinx teams. They should play that game. Mm-hmm. Okay. The Jets and Chargers should play that game under a ladder. With a black cat strolling across.
They could take the one from MetLife.
And they should take the game, because it's at the Chargers, right? It's out here. Remove the turf from SoFi,
yes.
Put on concrete, and make sure that there's cracks all over the place. And check on everybody's mothers, because it's every jinx possible.
And glass all along.
Watch,
the
they'll cancel each other out and play a classic.
They'll play a classic.
But the one that'll end up happening is the Chargers will win at the end. We'll see whose jinx is tougher. Okay. And I'll say the Jets jinx. I'll take them.
All right, let's move on. We've been talking about the Bill.
Was that an overreaction or an expected reaction? What was that?
It was expected. Okay. That's what I wanted out of you.
All right, Chris. Good producing.
Josh Allen had his best game as a pro on Sunday.
Oh, man. How can you say different? 415 yards. He also ran one in. He beats Russell Wilson. He's got his own cereal. Yeah. Next. What else you got?
Okay. The Falcons should hire Raheem Morris. He is 3-1 as interim head coach.
And if Gurley had not scored, he'd be 4-0.
Yep.
He's got to be in the running, right? He's got to be in the running. Good for him. They're 3-1 since he's
been good.
And had, my hot take that they'd be in the running for the seventh seed. I'm on the outside.
You're so close.
That horse has got to come on like Secretariat. but it's still on the track. It's still on the track. Falcon's still on the track. Right, that might be my higher register for Friday.
Here's another one just for you, Rich. Jim Harbaugh will be coaching in the NFL next year.
Man.
A lot of rumors, man. Jets rumors, Bears, a lot of rumors.
Yeah, the Bears would take him, right? I would assume. I don't know. That's not an overreaction. That's a proper reaction. It's killing me. It's killing me, Smalls.
Yeah.
It's killing me. Look at me dropping Sandlot references now, huh?
Yeah, now you see it. We're back.
Hercules.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if off ramps are being built or not. Did you hear that Wisconsin is, knock on wood, coming up COVID-free, and it looks like they might play at Michigan coming up this weekend?
That's good news. Because there was a rumor shutting down the whole program.
I know. What else? You got a couple
more. Now that Clemson has lost, Trevor Lawrence should sit out the rest of the year.
That's ridiculous. He's a gamer. Come
what
back,
Trevor.
What
does he Trevor. Have to
prove? Now, what has he got to prove that he wants
He's
to win?
He's going
to
be the number one pick.
Fine. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. They lost without him, and they lost in overtime in Notre Dame. What are you? He's got 100 teammates. What is it with college football? He's got 250 teammates that wear the same number on game day that are counting on him to come back. And he's a gamer, and he wants to be there for him. That's absurd. Are people saying that, or are you just doing that, just trying to rile me up?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Okay, what else you got over there?
All right, last one. Masters. Mike Tirico said you're going to hear this name a lot. So I'm going to throw it out right now. DeChambeau is going to set the Masters scoring record.
That's over. Come on now.
It is minus 18, Tiger and Jordan Spieth.
No way. Overreaction.
The Masters scoring record.
I can't wait to watch.
Guys, it's going down. He's going to do it.
Do you hear Tirico say it's possible he could table three?
Yeah.
He could table it.
Yeah.
Putt for eagle on a par four at Augusta National.
Yeah, it's playing like 350,
in the Masters.
360. Yeah.
Could you imagine? I can't wait to watch. It'll
be
must see.
Amazing.
I agree. Look at that picture right there. That is so beautiful. The Masters, the leaves are turning. It is, and I love it. Whoever is in, do you think there's a millennial in charge of the Masters Twitter account? An exemplary fall day at Augusta National Golf Club.
I hope it's Jim Nance.
Jim Nance runs the Masters.
Like Jim Nance runs the account.
It's exemplary. Look at those pictures.
It looks phenomenal.
I mean,
it's going to be
crazy.
Gosh,
everyone go to At the Masters and check out what we're
seeing.
Can't
wait to watch Golf Channel.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So that's Overreaction Monday. Later on this week, we have to or look it up or figure it out. I don't know what I'm saying. But are they moving the tee times up? Because, again,
ooh,
it's getting
look.
Dark early, man.
So,
this is going
to
be in my news update, but Sergio Garcia has had to withdraw. He's tested positive for COVID.
Right.
So today was the final day where they were finalizing the field. They had
okay.
some alternates waiting, and I think tee times will be released later.
But they got to go early. I mean, the minute that the sun comes up, right?
Yeah.
Get people out there because sometimes the Masters would
seven.
Be, they put the jacket on 7:30 at night.
Yeah.
That
tee-
happens. It's going to be night golf.
Yep. Tee times come out tomorrow.
Okay. It's going to be night golf if they don't.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's getting dark, but 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't we have Jack on? He said he's never played Augusta
yeah,
in November.
Normally it's
closed.
For overseas.
Remember that? I said that. What's November?
Yeah.
What's Jack? Because I'll ask you, Jack. You know, you must know Augusta very well. Like, what's it like in November? Well, Rich, it's closed in November.
They overseed and aerate.
Didn't know. I came this close when Tirico said, I'm not going to be there at Augusta because, you know, it's the first time I won't be there in years. But I was there 2 weeks ago. Came this close to asking what he shot.
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
And which tees did he play from?
I could not imagine. You can't play from the championship tees at Augusta.
No. Way too far.
My brother Anthony played once.
From championship tees?
No, in Augusta. And he played, they moved him up.
I think Stu played it 1 year because he got
the Monday media.
Yeah. I think Stewart once played it. I think.
It's.
He probably lost 19 sleeves of balls.
But only said he lost.
But best stick in Stuart Scott's
you know,
bag was his pencil.
78, Rich.
I just woke up to the greens.
Rest his soul. Okay. When we come back, your phone calls, Chris Brockman's news update, and more right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Don't go anywhere. Back in a second. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Ready to get away from it all? Free yourself with Pluto TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No contracts, no subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android or iPhone and start watching now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
By the way, I'll just say this to all the Peacock executives. Give me all the promos you want. I love reading promos. I wake up to read promos.
Do a great job.
Can you do that one more time? Can you roll that back, Don? I just want to, you know, it's the first time I did it. I just love it so much. Don, just roll it back. Honestly, I live for promos. I live for promos. The second installment of the award-winning drama Save Me comes to Peacock with Save Me 2. A father's search for his missing daughter continues, and this season brings more secrets, more suspects, and more surprises. Start streaming Save Me 2 today.
Now, is there
60
a 60
minutes will yeah, be
exactly. exactly.
football.
Exactly.
Followed by murder, she wrote.
Now, is there a comma? Because it would be Save Me
2. Yes, right. We're back here on The Rich Eisen Show.
Have you guys ever seen Snatch, Guy Ritchie's movie Snatch?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Did you notice that the two actors in that Save Me piece were from the movie Snatch?
Hey.
There
you go.
Yeah.
The one guy played Al Capone.
Boardwalk Empire.
Stephen Graham.
That's great.
Yeah.
And Lenny James.
Look at us promoting on for Peacock. Well, look, we cape for Peacock.
You know what I've been watching
those words
a lot?
Without a hint of irony, by the way.
I've been revisiting 30 Rock on Peacock almost every afternoon when I get home. 30
Rock is as consistently brilliant and laugh out loud funny. Now as it was then.
Yeah, I mean, I've started from season one, you know, after We're Done and Brother from Another and PFT.
One of our biggest bursts of publicity we got for our podcast was when RG3 got drafted on draft night.
Oh, yeah.
And right. then went down the street from Radio City Music Hall 230 Rock to be part or visit and hang out during the live performance of 30 Rock that Thursday night. So he's drafted.
Yep.
He goes on stage. He waves with the commissioner. He holds up the Washington jersey.
Yeah.
Yep.
He strolls down. He meets with the media. He goes down the street, goes to 30 Rock. And apparently Kim Kardashian was just like, who's that guy? And just the whole idea that, you know, the former girlfriend of Reggie Bush, and we all know prior to her marriage with Kanye that she was, you know, occasionally with athletes who Reggie Bush was able to win. Despite. And we found out that through one of our friends who wrote for 30 Rock and whose name I won't say right here because I don't want to get him all, because his Twitter account blew up.
Went crazy.
Yeah.
That's my 30 Rock story here on the Rich Eisen Show.
I love it.
Very good.
Yeah, that happened. Before we get to your news, Chris.
Yes, Rich.
I want to just talk a little bit of Tua. I don't care that you think you might be overhyped. I don't care.
Not me personally.
I'm not talking to you. I talk to anybody out there, the haters. I talk to the haters right now. I don't know why this guy would have any haters. Maybe they live in the SEC and hated him from Alabama, or think that you need to do something before you are hyped, that you need to perform. And his first game, he didn't even have 100 yards passing. And I come on here and I'm like, yeah, we saw how everyone else was locked in and focused. That the team, despite his performance in the first start, was able to rally around. Not that they wouldn't have done it for Ryan Fitzpatrick, but clearly his being named the starter had not torn this team apart. It actually was bringing them in a manner together. Then yesterday happened. There was one sequence in particular I want to hit. Top of the fourth quarter. Arizona's up by a score, 31-24. Tua puts together one of the most remarkable drives I've seen from a rookie, period. I mean, seriously. And this is no Tebow, all right? Now, the reason why I bring Tebow up, lefty, and also first-round selection, very hyped, SEC player. He won the Heisman. Tua, as we know, lost the Heisman to the guy he was playing against yesterday. And that guy was playing out of his skull. And Tua's down 7 to him in his house in the fourth quarter, in his second career start, first on the road. Understand that there's only a smattering of fans, but it's still on the road. So on and so forth. 3rd and 4 on his side of the field. He made a couple of moves coming out of the pocket. One, straightforward, avoiding the rush collapsing around him. One, lateral, that was so damn smooth, and it made everybody miss. It made me gasp, literally make an audible noise watching it. He picks up the first down. New set of downs. Follows that up by throwing a 20-yard dart. His accuracy is something else, too. A 20-yard dart right over the middle. He's now 5 for 5 on the drive. Next up. Pockets collapsing all around him. Sorry, Chris. I see him pirouetting around inside Arizona in this building. He wasn't in the grasp, but honestly, I mean, he's dead to rights.
Yeah.
He doesn't throw it down the field and it pins against somebody's helmet. He takes off right up the middle. I thought he's finished. Somebody's going to at least clip him on his heels and he's going to go down. Made it through for a guy with a surgically repaired hip. Right up the gut, puts it in the red zone. And this is where the field gets shorter. It gets tighter. Rookies need to read the defenses. They need to make smart throws. He steps back and lofts a gorgeous, beautiful, lofts one beautifully to his tight end, Gesicki, in a one-on-one coverage where only your guy can catch it. Made the play, touchdown, tied the game. I saw that. I am like, holy crap. Not once did I see drop balls because they're not used to the ball being spun by a left-hander. As opposed to a right-hander, something we talked about when he took the job. I know that there's a lot of football left to be played. But this coach clearly saw something, and he is good, Brian Flores. They've won 4 in a row now for the first time in 4 years. We're all paying attention to the Miami Dolphins for the first time in forever, to use the frozen phrase, and they are red hot, man. And next up for them, Denver, and then the Chargers, and then the Jets, and then Joe Burrow, and then Mahomes. Could you imagine? Let me go for a second, because clearly I'm off the reservation here for a lot of people, because it's just 2 starts. Could you imagine he beats Denver, which we can imagine?
Yep.
Okay. Could you imagine he then beats Herbert, who's been playing spectacular football? All right. Could you imagine he beats the Jets? I can imagine that. Could you imagine he beats Joey Burrow? These are all feasibilities.
Yeah.
And they're all matchups of young quarterbacks that we are excited to see him against. And that includes Darnold, if he's healthy. Could you imagine he takes an 8-game winning streak into his own house with the Chiefs coming in? As we are sitting here, this is a possibility, and you cannot convince me otherwise. Could you imagine?
With Miami's defense, definitely could happen.
And special teams.
Yeah.
Tua, man. That should be the headline of this clip. Tua, man.
Tua, man.
I'll tell you what,
which,
man,
by the way, is his, you know, full name.
Yeah.
Tua, man. Or to use the Summerall phrase, because it is a comma between Tua and man. Tua. Tua. Man. Tua, man. Chris Brockman's news update. Let's get to it right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
What do you got over there, Christopher?
Man, Tiger's on the course right now doing a practice. Oh, my gosh. I just can't even contain myself. It's massive.
And it looks beautiful, right? Again, there's leaves. Colored leaves. The leaves have turned color.
Yep.
No azaleas, but we have colored leaves.
That's right. The azaleas have been.
Steelers, huge comeback win against Dallas yesterday. Remain undefeated. And did you hear this comment from Ben Roethlisberger?
I love it. Let's hear it.
Amazing. Roll tape.
It's the NFL. There's no easy games. We're the Pittsburgh Steelers. We know everyone's coming for us. If you didn't know who, I'm not trying to take any shots at anybody, but if you didn't know who America's team was, you should have seen the stands and all the terrible towels. Dallas may be America's team, but we'll be the world's team because we got fans everywhere that are the best in the world.
The world's team.
You know, we have heard the phrase quite a bit in recent days, red meat for the base.
Okay.
That's red meat for the base.
I've never heard that. That's my first.
No, politically, I'm talking about red meat for the base. You think Manganiello likes that kind of conversation? You think, name me a Steeler fan that doesn't hear that and go, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Billy Gardell?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Gardell, right?
Loving it.
Maybe we should get him on the horn.
All the yinzers,
what
man.
Do you think?
Because it's high on my damn agenda.
What do you think?
What do I think?
Yes, America's team, but this is the world's team. You represent America's team on the Rich Eisen Show.
You know, I don't live in the
and
world.
And you're also from the area.
I live in America, so I'll stick with being America's team. You know?
I'll just repeat this story, and why not? Chris, you were there.
I was.
It was one of the best things we came up with in our podcast days that turned it into a television show. We're just a straight-up listening podcast on in the NFL media group that was occasionally televised. Decided, let's get NFL athletes acting as a correspondent on the red carpet at the Oscars. Let's get him credentialed. Let's go.
Let's go.
And we got Hines Ward to do it. How many people at the Oscars were aware that Hines Ward was coming on behalf of the Rich Eisen podcast?
Just me. One person.
You were there as the producer. Anybody who was there as a fan
at
the Oscars. Anybody who was there as a an Academy Award goer. Nobody.
Guest, nominee.
Nobody. Zero.
Media correspondent.
You and Hines Ward were the only ones who knew that Hines Ward was going to be on the red carpet.
Yep.
I give you the floor now on what you saw.
So we got there super early because we had to set up on our spot where we were going to be interviewing people walking by. And we're just casually walking the red carpet. Everyone is tuxed up, suited and booted there. It's one of the coolest experiences ever. All of a sudden, we hear, Hines! Hines Ward! Oh, my God, Hines Ward! And we look up. They have this balcony or the grandstands where they had fans.
Yes.
For the red carpet, and there is a dozen people in full-out Steelers gear waving terrible towels, yelling at Hines Ward.
At the Oscars.
At the Oscars.
No idea that Hines was coming.
It was insane.
That's how they dressed going to the Oscars, with their terrible towels.
Yeah. They were just going to watch the people walk the red carpet and cheer, but they were like, no, we're going to dress in full Steelers regalia and wave terrible towels. It was insane.
That's Steeler Nation, man. Everywhere. And I know Packer fans will be like, hold on a second. I'm sure there's got to be a story where someone showed up to an Oscars in a cheese head, but we've never seen it.
I never saw it. I went 2 years in a row. It was crazy.
What else do you have over there, Chris?
All right, some injury updates. Now, Rich, what is your status with Mike Davis for your fantasy team?
I don't want to talk about it because I dropped him.
I didn't want you to do that.
Can you... What's your waiver priority? Can you pick him back up?
What's going on with Christian McCaffrey?
So Christian McCaffrey played yesterday, had a great game, but he could miss some more time. Shoulder injury suffered yesterday. He's going to have tests. Matt Rhule said he's week to week, kind of day to day, week to week, but his status for week 10 up in the air.
Carolina versus Tampa Bay. That is no gimme. That is no gimme. The status this week very much in doubt, according to Ian Rappaport.
Yeah. Matt Rhule said they'll know more on Wednesday.
This Carolina team, I'm telling you, man, I'm sorry. I know I keep using them as an example, but coming into this season, anybody think Carolina could be a three-win team by week 9 with three near misses or two near misses? I mean, anybody think that they could go and look at the Jets? The Jets went in to Kansas City and got just smoked. Carolina comes in and damn near wins it. Teddy Bridgewater has a lot more on the ball, obviously experience-wise, than Sam Darnold. They're using a jet receiver. They got DJ Moore, man. They got Curtis Samuel, who's terrific. And the Carolina didn't really know how to use him the last couple of years.
I know. They're using him all over the place in the back.
Carolina is the best 3-6 team in football, which you don't want to be, but it's better than being the worst 0-8. Soon to be 0-9.
Yeah. Yeah, bummer news for McCaffrey, especially if took him number one in fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Some other injury news. Kyle Allen, Washington quarterback, expected to undergo surgery after a dislocated ankle and a small fracture. Obviously, his season is over.
So
Alex Smith is the starting quarterback
for
Washington.
So they're still not even going to give Haskins the...
Yeah, Ron Rivera said it's going to be Alex Smith. I know he had three picks, kind of struggled yesterday,
right.
But he's going to get a chance to start next week.
Okay. Well, Haskins is buried. We had, hey, look, we had buried, 1 week ago today is when we had Ron Rivera on. He goes, I haven't given up. He's just not ready. He hasn't played a lot of football.
Yeah.
We still have a division to win. They're just a game and a half behind the Eagles, huh?
He definitely didn't seem like he buried him when he called in.
Well, now that...
He's the backup now. He's the backup now. Uh-huh. I haven't talked much about the Ravens, but bummer news here. Calais Campbell, calf injury, expected to miss multiple weeks.
Oh, no. His calf is my quad, so...
That's your fact there. Right. Doug Marrone said Jake Luton likely the starter again in Week 10 against Green Bay.
Why not? Kid threw 300 yards against Houston.
I mean, that first pass was a... Man, oh, man. Second career pass, 73-yard touchdown. And Nick Chubb... taken off IR for the Browns. They have 21 days to activate him, but he is going
to
practice this week.
Okay.
So he should be ready to go. TJ, Stephen Jones on 105.3 The Fan today said he thought Gilbert had a hell of a day, gave them every opportunity to win against the Steelers, but Andy Dalton is going to be Dallas' starting quarterback when he returns off the COVID list.
You wanted the Gilbert experience to keep going, man.
I mean, I enjoyed that
game. Come on, Andy Dalton.
I didn't think I was going to enjoy it, and I did enjoy it.
Well, Dallas has got a bye, and then at Minnesota, they are not putting Garrett Gilbert out on that field against Washington for the whole Thanksgiving world to look at, man. That's not happening. At Baltimore, jeez. At Cincinnati, home for San Francisco and Philadelphia at the Giants. Ugh. There you go.
Got to run the table, though.
Andy Dalton is a very good quarterback in this league. I am not going higher register. It is time for them to bring the intensity that we saw the last 2 weeks to bear on behalf of Andy Dalton quarterbacking this team. And if they do that, they have a shot in this division. And I am not going higher register. That is fact.
Yeah.
That is fact. The intensity and the ingenuity and the experience. The excitement that we have seen from this team the last 2 weeks was not evident on that Monday night against Arizona or in FedEx Field against the Washington football team. We did not see it. And it is time for the Cowboys to come off the bye with Andy Dalton and saddle up with those two running backs and CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup and get it going, man. Fact.
A healthy linebacking core for the first time in forever.
How about that? Mike Del Tufo is watching another television show right now. What is going on over there? I'm talking to you, and he's pointing out something on the television.
I think they're watching golf.
That's exactly what
he was flipping over to the golf show.
Oh, it's like, yeah.
Week 11 flex scheduling, guys. Packers-Colts is now the game of the week on Fox, 4:25 Eastern.
Ooh.
Okay.
Bruce Feldman had LSU. Alabama's coming up. So LSU has been hit hard this week with COVID cases.
Oh, no.
A lot of players are put in quarantine with contact tracing. Tigers quarterback room very depleted. Status of Alabama LSU is something to keep an eye on.
I know it's a big game. I get it. I know it just means more in the SEC. I get it. Cancel it. Why would you want to put Alabama in the vectors against a team that is got so many problems? Why would you put Alabama in that situation? Alabama's got a shot to win this thing. Why would you do it? And I know that the kids want to have an opportunity, et cetera, so on and so forth. I don't know, man. You notice that every team's getting it now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. As I mentioned, Sergio Garcia is out. He tested positive for COVID, not going to play in the Masters this week. He's the 2017 champ. And the AP Top 25 college basketball has been released. Gonzaga, your number one team.
How are they going to play college basketball?
Not sure. Gonzaga, Baylor, Villanova, Virginia, Iowa, your top five, Rich. Michigan is 25. Del Tuf, Seton Hall, Syracuse, not ranked.
Yeah.
How are they going to play college football, basketball? They're going to fly all over the place, and I don't know how they're going to do it. Hopefully the news that we all woke up to today about the first iteration of the Pfizer vaccine that had nothing to do with Operation Warp Speed, that came back with a 90% efficacy, and there's a lot more to go that they would need to see. Hopefully, knock on wood if you're with me.
I am.
Knock on wood.
I'm a double knock.
Please, please, please.
Shoot me.
By the way, you know what that means for all the vaccines in Operation Warp Speed? It's got to mean great things, right?
Yeah.
I would imagine.
If this was the one that was not in the Operation Warp Speed, what about, what does that mean for the ones that are in that?
Right.
Come on. Let's roll. We're rooting for you. I'm telling you, these vaccines are going to be like DK Metcalf running it down. They're running it down. Running it down. We're going to take this virus out, man.
DK vaccine.
I don't know. I just fired myself up for you Dallas Cowboy fans. I'm serious. There were signs of life the last 2 weeks.
Are you saying they still have a chance?
Fight? Yes, I am.
Settle down just a little bit.
Why not?
I mean, they have to go 7-0 the rest of the season.
That's providing everyone else.
That's providing, honestly, that's providing.
But they go 7-0, and the Eagles go 5-2.
The Cowboys are two back. They're two back. So
but the Eagles have that tie.
I know that.
Which is kind of
I know, and they've already beaten the
right
Cowboys.
Now.
I get it. I know, everyone falls apart.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys don't. And if I'm sitting here saying the Cowboys have a chance, why not the Giants?
Why not?
Why not my Joe Judge Giants? I love that guy. By the way, I'm psyching myself up for
Monday Night Football.
For a four down.
Oh,
take.
Oh, four down tomorrow.
Yeah, for a four down.
Oh.
I'm playing three dimensional chess here. I'm finishing up today's show. I'm already planning what I'm going to. I actually have written down on my note sheet here my ideas for four downs. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to say this here. I'll save it for tomorrow. Because, again, I am playing three-dimensional chess when I come out of the smoke here.
Mike and I are playing tiddlywink.
I don't know what's going on over there, actually.
We're playing looking at the Masters.
Let's take a break.
Beautiful.
Take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Everyone on hold. Stay there. We will empty the phone banks to wrap up this Monday edition of the Rich Eisen Show.
Welcome to the MIP.
Yeah.
Michael Irvin Podcast.
You knew this was coming.
Guess who?
Let me start this thing off. Join me every week for the Michael Irvin Podcast. We'll give you the full MIP experience. I'm talking everything from football to fashion. I will be chopping it up with playmakers, headline makers, and I am throwing haymakers. I'm the MVP of the MIP. Don't miss it.
Download new episodes of the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast, every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Ready to get away from it all? Free yourself with Pluto TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No contracts, no subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android or iPhone and start watching now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
I was like, why is there a pause?
I was just, what was the pause for a second? I'm like, Rich, what are you doing? I get it.
Just show you. It works.
Delicious.
You put something in it, you drink from it.
That's a mug.
And you put it down. Oh. And you pick it up, you drink again.
And it's not one of those small mugs.
No, they're those mugs.
Big mugs.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Big
no, mug. This ain't no.
I was, when I was QCing this baby, first mug came back small. I'm like, No. We are not a small mug operation.
Not an espresso mug.
We're a big mug operation. Back on the Rich Eisen Show. RichEisenStore.com to get
that's a pretty
merchandise.
Good
a big mug
too.
Operation.
Big mug operation.
Big mug operation.
Mug. This is not a little mug.
Sounds like something from the Untouchables.
This is a big mug.
The BMO.
Look. Here's the mug where it's all about the beans, right?
Latte ladder.
All about the beans.
Okay. Here's my mug right next to it.
It's bigger.
Please.
A little bit thicker.
Let's open next.
I don't have the self-warming device at the bottom of it.
But that caused a fire at the end.
No. Spoiler. But that's caused fire.
We don't want that.
No, you don't need that.
No.
So.
Spoiler alert.
I'm just saying. This is a big mug operation. I don't know what I'm saying when I'm saying that. Other than the fact that the mugs are big. RichEisenStore.com, please. Let's go to Nathan in Los Angeles. What's up, Nathan? You're here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, Rich. Good to talk to you again.
Here's right back at you. What's on your mind?
So if I were to have told you prior to the season,
yes,
the Miami Dolphins would go 3-1 against the NFC West, the vaunted NFC West, what would you have said to me?
I would have said Tua must have started the season, with all due respect to Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's what I would have said. That's what I would have said.
I mean,
but Ryan took out the 49ers. I'm serious, man. Right, they were. So the Dolphins are as relevant as they have been. I guess, you know, they made the playoffs in that, what was that, the Matt Moore, right? Didn't Matt Moore take them there? And he got totally blown up in the playoffs. That was the 2016 season. That was the last time they won four in a row, I think. And then before that, it's been a long time, man. It's been a long time.
And I'll give you one last caveat.
Uh-huh.
Here's an overreaction for you. The Raiders, the Browns, and the Dolphins all make the playoffs.
Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Jeez, when was the last time that
Just take a look at it. Can we put up the standings, Don? The American Football Conference standings. Right now, the Dolphins are the seventh seed. And because they hung on for dear life and the Chargers cannot win a football game at the end, and came up with a game-winning touchdown from Herbert, made a beautiful throw, only to have the ball slip out and hit the ground further review.
It was a right call.
But, I mean, by the way, it made sense that they called it a touchdown to begin with, but to my naked eye, I'm like, wow, they just did it, finally. And you could see you could read Anthony Lynn's lips saying, oh, the ball came out. Like he was looking at the beautiful SoFi Stadium
And the back judge who called the touchdown didn't have the angle.
Raiders are 6. Browns are 5-3. Colts are 5-3. There's a big game of musical chairs, 7 seed. And it makes me believe to my core what I never thought I would or thought it would take me a long time to come around, which is I like the 7 seed. Because right now, whoever makes it is a pretty good. I mean, the Dolphins are a team that can win a playoff game. Put that up one more time, Don, if you don't mind. Dolphins Chiefs, would you want to see that wild card weekend? Third game of wild card weekend? You bet you would.
That's pretty fun.
Now, Browns Chiefs, Colts Chiefs. What about Browns Steelers if the Steelers slip down there? You want to see that? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. Oh, sure you do.
Yeah, but Ben's their daddy, so they can't beat them.
But you know who was the Jets' daddy before Bart Scott said can't wait? I'm serious. You never know what these division rivals that see each other a third time, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Never thought I'd kind of dig the seventh seed.
Well,
but
you're digging it right now.
Yeah, I know. We're halfway there. There's
next
a lot of football
year, if it's 7-8-1 or whatever, you're not going to be digging it.
Man, the Broncos had an opportunity to be right there in the odor, right there sniffing it.
The Bengals could still go on a run.
That might be another higher register. I need to write that one down for Friday. Come up with a couple. See, if I don't write them down now, I won't remember.
Yeah, I know.
Mike in Pennsylvania, what's up? You're on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Mike?
Hey, Rich, what's going on? Just calling to, first of all, I want to congratulate all the Steelers and thank all the Steelers for making it better for my Eagles and keeping those lowly Dallas Cowgirls in the basement in the NFC East. And also with that Notre Dame game Saturday night was beautiful. I'm saying that as a Penn Stater. That game was excellent to sit back and listen to.
Gosh, Mike, you know, it was really something else. And, I know, you know, that you listen to the games, you don't watch them. It really was a spectacle. It kind of was, you know, it's difficult to sit back and enjoy it because it is, you know, a pandemic and you are nervous for these kids. But it really was a game to behold. And Ian Book was the real deal. He really was.
Yeah, he really was. And I guess I'm going to go I'm going to ask you, because I feel your same pain. Obviously, I'm a Penn Stater with your Michigan, with Indiana, man. Do you think that they I'm not going to say they're going to run the table, but maybe because Jim Nance, you know, go higher register.
Right, exactly.
Are they going to go run the – are they? Do you see them winning out the Big Ten?
No, I don't. I don't, man. I appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks. Keep on taking the show in and call back. I don't. I mean, I watched the highlights. I couldn't watch it. I just couldn't watch it. There was a lot going on in the world on Saturday. Hanging with the kids. Just didn't want, you know, made breakfast for them. I just didn't want to sit there. And then I get texts from my friends going, it's happening again. You know, we're having problems on offense.
Are these Michigan friends?
Yeah, they're Michigan friends. And they're like, it's happening again. I'm like, I will just not. I am not going to go there. Not going to go there. Final poll results over there, Christopher. What do you got?
Okay, so we got best team in the National Football League. Chiefs ran away with this one, guys. 59% for the Chiefs. And which is less acceptable, text before 7 a.m. or text after 10 p.m.?
70-30, text before 7 a.m.
Well done, Rich. 74% text.
I know my audience, and I also know what's right.
Come on now.
Mike, you're in the quarter percentile.
In memory of our friend?
No.
Well, that's actually Pat Sajak.
I know. I'm just saying. Okay. It was a game show at night.
Rich, I want to ask you and Chris about something, about Chris's news update about Trevor Lawrence. He said, should he shut it down? You said, no, he shouldn't shut
it
down. Correct. But I can remember last year when I was sitting over there after Tua hurt his ankle, and I said to you, I'm like, don't you think this guy should just call it a wrap? And you were like, absolutely not. Like, he'll want to play.
No,
and
I know.
Three weeks later, he dislocates his hip.
I get it. And I understand. But it all still worked out for him in the end. And these guys play football. I honestly, if you ask Trevor Lawrence that, I think that would be his reaction. Like, you get out of here. I love these teammates. I've only got a little bit left, and I'm going to be here for him. I want to thank today's guests, Peter King, Cam Jordan, and Mike Tirico. I want to just take a minute here at the end in the same way that I took a minute yesterday on NFL game day morning when I looked down at the news in the middle of a commercial break and saw that Alex Trebek had died at the age of 80, valiantly fighting cancer. And I am a game show nut, as you know. I say it all the time with my wife, Susie, is just like, really? Do you keep saying that? I'm like, yes, part of me thinks I was put on this planet to give away cash and prizes. I have loved game shows ever since I was a kid, and one of the many reasons why is because of Alex Trebek. Did his job with dignity, and as you could see, he took home the awards because people loved him, took him into their homes. 36 years Jeopardy alone, he became part and parcel of people's lives because he would be making you smarter, making you feel good about being smart, which is a rarity these days, and watching academic achievement being rewarded with cash and no prizes. But the way he did his job was so remarkable, and it just left me with a hole. Just left me with a hole in my heart. Never really met the man, but I felt like I knew him, which is truly a testament to his craft and greatness. So, just wanted to say for everybody here, and I hope I'm giving voice of what you feel, Alex Trebek, rest in peace. Rest in peace.